Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're halfway through the show. We're getting ready for fall planting, fall season. So it's definitely a good week for that. But we have some calls on the line, so I want to get into those. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Peter is in Pennsylvania.
Peter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Having a lot of trouble with crabgrass and creeping Charlie. What's the best product to get rid of both of them?
Now, so the... The crabgrass at this time of year, there's no real easy way to do it because a lot of it is going dormant for the next year.
Yeah, right. Down a corn gluten so I could get the seeds for next year, but you know, I'd like to
deliver it. Well, so that's the perfect, you know, start to it, to move that away by that. So that's perfect to do.
Huh?
The other thing is to use like that preventative in the spring. Again, if you want to go organic, it's the corn gluten type product.
Yeah.
So be using that. As far as chickweed, it's in the, at this point, a lot of chickweed has gone dormant. Once it gets into the hotter part of the season, it does go dormant. But the best way to do it is to get it before any of it goes to flower or seed.
Yeah, well, and it's just spreading like crazy.
Well, so the problem is once it's gone to seed, it kind of just goes everywhere, and so it's hard to get rid of. So that's why you want to start early in the season, because this can take three applications to really do some damage to the amount of chickweed that's there.
Yeah.
You know, if you're looking to go organic, you can use like a weed beater FE, which is an organic version from Bonide. You could also use Burnout.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, some of this is really more, you know, the synthetic is the way that really does it. And even with synthetic, like I said, it can take three applications to really hit it and to kill it back.
Yeah, it's hard to get rid of, yeah.
So I like to use a product called Weed Beater or Weed Beater Ultra.
Okay.
And there's also a product out there that is Clover Oxalis and Weed Killer. It's basically all the three types that kind of spread the same way.
Okay.
And that would be perfect to be using against this. Once it gets to the warmer season and it's almost into July, that's when there's no real killing it. It'll spread and then it'll end up going dormant, go back into the soil, and then come back for you next year.
Yeah.
So the real way to do it is hit it early.
In the springtime.
In the spring. Once you start seeing it growing and being active, that's when you want to hit it. And so once you've eradicated it or done a bunch of, you know, killing of it, putting new seed down and getting that area filled with something, like a seed, like a grass seed, is going to only be helpful.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have anything there, the weed seed has nothing to compete with, right?
Yep.
So one other thing about it is to look at your soil. And I'm not saying, you know, I talk a lot about soil samples, those types of things, but it's not necessarily that. What I'd want you to look and see is your soil compacted. If it's compacted, weeds love it. They just thrive in it. So adding like a gypsum or a love your soil is perfect to add to the soil to break up some of the compact soil underneath it.
Okay.
What love your soil or sulfur from Natural Alternative does is it actually helps release trapped nutrients from the soil and breaks up some of those compact areas to allow anything that was kind of inactive in the soil to become active and help the lawn itself. Because the lawn needs those nutrients, etc., but they're not always getting them if it's a compact soil.
Okay.
So that's another thing to be looking at. It's not just about spraying and killing them that way. It's about taking care of the soil a little bit, too.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Not a problem, Peter.
All right.
Have you have a great
day.
One. You too. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are going to have a bunch more rain this week, looking like maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, from Hurricane Ida. There's that look. You know, we've been talking about reseeding, and when do we do it? We had the discussion earlier, I believe, with Mike in regards to it, and you know. More I thought about it, the more it makes sense not to put any seed down just yet, waiting until the hurricane has gone by us. At the point that it gets to us, it's not really going to be a hurricane. It'll be a tropical depression, I believe. I'd more worried for the people in the south who are going to get hit with this. So definitely keep an eye out because there is a ton of rain coming. Starting your seed might be waiting till next weekend. Now, we do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Elliot is in Portsmouth.
Elliot, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a problem with these little tiny white moths in the lawn. I read up on it and said that they come from the trees and with little webs, but the leaves on the trees have been eaten, but I don't see any webs.
Okay.
What can I do about these moths? I know they lay eggs and do harm.
Yep. So if you're looking at like a some people think of like the eastern tent caterpillar being the ones in the trees and coming down. It might be like a sod webworm that is attacking the lawn. But from what you're telling me, it's coming from the trees. So, that being said, we got to think ahead. And now, you're seeing the moths now. Well, it takes X amount of time for them to develop from a caterpillar to that moth, right? So let's go back about a month. We'll just call it a month just for ease. Knowing that at that point, a month ago in July, these, caterpillars were on the trees producing, that's when we really need to hit it. And what do we want to hit it with? Anything out there, when they're very small, we'll be looking at using a product called BT, Bacillus thuringiensis. It might be called at a store right now like Thuricide,
or just BT. But using that to spray the trees to get rid of those caterpillars at that point.
Okay.
It's preventative measures for it, because the moth, I mean, there's not a lot to do to kill the moth itself, right? Other than, you know, capturing them, squishing them. They have moth, like, sticky, like, pads, if you will. But there's not a lot to do that. Now, like I said, it is about protecting prior. You're not seeing any webbing at all on trees.
No, I'm not. But there's little holes in the leaves, but I've not seen any caterpillar.
Okay.
They're probably very small.
Most likely. You know, we also have that winter moth that hits us usually. That little guy will hit us in, May into June. But you're not seeing that moth until later. So it could be, you know, like the tent caterpillar, maybe even, that is in there. And the best way to kill when you're seeing them is that BT or spinosad, which would be the Captain Jacks from Bone-Eyed. And it's a preventative. Right now, there's not much you can do, unfortunately. I gotta take a break here. Hang tight if you have some more questions. We are gonna take that break. We'll be right back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles, but if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Elliot, and we were just talking, and we got hit up by the break. So, Elliot, did you have some more questions?
Yes. I have been squishing and stepping on those white moths. Probably about 100 of them. Is that going to cause their eggs to do whatever damage they will, or is that going to destroy everything?
No, it's not going to. You know, if you get them early enough, you're killing them before they do a lot of the egg killing of the eggs. Yeah. If they're in the lawn, you know the. There's no real, like a killer for the eggs part of it. It's usually when they first start to develop into the caterpillar, into, like, that first and second end star, when they're very, very tiny, and then they get into that next level. That's when you move to the next product.
Mm.
That's usually when you can really help eradicate them. But it's basically, you got to look back and say, all right, is it a month? Is it 2 months? And really keep an eye out early next season, you know, starting in maybe, you know, late May into June and seeing what's in the trees. And seeing if you're starting to see some of those things and be able to spray. The problem is if you have a ton of cover type trees, you know, they can be all the way up there and falling down from there, hatching. You know what I mean? That's where some of the problem can be. So it's really keeping an eye out and seeing what you can do to help prevent it going forward.
So they can actually be up pretty high in the tree.
They can be.
So having a company come in and spray high up is recommended, I imagine.
Yes, and, you know, you tell them, you know, I would call a company at this point, right, and just say, because so many companies are so busy that mm-hmm. you can tell them what's going on, what you have, right, and you just explain you're seeing the moths now, They've come from the trees. They haven't seen any webs, but there could be some. Explain those details to a tree company so they can get you on the list for next year. Because I've contacted a couple tree companies. I wanted to remove some trees, and a few of them have said they're just too busy this year and can't do anything till next year. Now, I know it's not the same thing, but it's pretty close. People are just very busy, so getting ahead of it is going to help you.
I'm thinking about True Green company.
So True Green companies don't do a lot of the spraying of the taller trees. They do a lot of the lawns. So they might be able to do it. And if they don't, just check in with them to see in your area, who might be able to spray some of the bigger trees, because they might need, a more powerful sprayer. Some of these guys have like a tank where it has it's almost like a jet engine behind it that's pushing this into the trees. So I definitely look for somebody that can spray the bigger trees as well.
Okay, that's great. One other thing. The previous caller was talking about Creeping Charlie or whatever it was.
Yep.
I have something like ivy streaming through the lawn in certain areas. And earlier in the year, they had purple flowers, but now the purple flowers are gone. It's just like the creeping ivy.
Yep.
Is that the same thing?
It's going to be in the same family. I'd use exactly the same things. It's most likely henbit. But you can use the same products that we were discussing as well. Hit it early in the spring.
The product
that you'd want to use would be, there's a couple of them. One's Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. That one will work. It won't kill the lawn. The other one you could be looking at is Clover Oxalis and I believe it's Clover Oxalis and Creeping Charlie Killer, right, from Bonide. It usually comes in like a concentrate. And it's one of those things where you're going to need to spray three times, usually in two-week intervals, early in the spring. That's what's going to do the best for you, because once it gets later, and it's gone to seed, it's gone to flower, it's already deep into your yards.
Thank you very much. Very helpful.
All right, Elliot, you have a great rest of your day.
Take care, bud.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Representative Michael McCaul, Republican of Texas, told Newsmax that Afghans who have worked with U.S. forces over the last 20 years and may not get out of the country by the August 31st withdrawal deadline set by President Joe Biden have a death warrant on their back.
All their biometric databases, now guess who has it now? The Taliban. And guess what's going to happen to them? They are going to be left behind. We can't get them out by August 31st. And now they have a death warrant on their back.
The majority of the American public supports a range of U.S. policies in support of Taiwan, including its independence and sending troops to the self-ruled island if China invades, according to a poll from the Chicago Council on Global Affairs released on August 26th.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden is sticking to his August 31st deadline to remove troops from Afghanistan. George Mason National Security Law Director Jamil Jaffer has another view.
The truth is, though, for 20 years, we've been safe at home in the United States from a mass casualty terrorist attack precisely because we've been fighting this conflict over there and keeping al-Qaeda and ISIS on the run. We saw what happened in 2013 when we pulled out precipitously out of Iraq. That caused us to have more terrorist threats. We had to go back in. I predict the same thing will happen here.
Hurricane Ida became a Category 4 storm early Sunday morning, rapidly intensifying to sustained winds of 140 miles per hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. The storm is located 75 miles south of the mouth of the Mississippi River, National Hurricane Center forecasters said in their 5 a.m. Eastern Time update, continuing its march north toward Louisiana and the Gulf Coast at 15 miles per hour. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the last break, somebody called in and they didn't hear the information in regards to the poison ivy killer that we were discussing. So there's a couple. One is just a poison oak and ivy killer. The other one is a poison ivy killer or a brush killer with the letters BK and the numbers 32 underneath it. So that is brush killer, BK32, that will take care of poison ivy, and or using the poison oak and ivy killer to kill the poison ivy and oak. Now, we do have some calls here, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Eleanor is in Maine.
Eleanor, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Two quick questions.
Sure.
I have been putting coffee grounds in my garden, and sure, it goes back to your dad, and he said, use them, it's helpful to the soil. So I am noticing that my flowers, the color of the flowers, is fading. I'm referring to cone flowers. They're usually a bright pink, and they're just all faded out. And I'm wondering, coffee grounds, would they be acidic, and am I doing more harm? Maybe coffee grounds go around like blueberry bushes or something? I'm not clear on it.
Well, so they're a high in nitrogen content, so that would be greening up, a thicker flower to them. So they're not doing a lot of that. It's it might bring it down a little bit, but a lot of people don't rely solely on the coffee grounds for it. So they'd be adding more other microorganisms, that type of thing.
Yeah, I use a lot of plant tone in the garden, but instead of throwing the grounds out, I've just been putting them out there. But
yeah, no, I don't see an issue with it by any means. It is a good thing to add, and that, you know, I think it's an added bonus to it. For your coneflower though, your pH level needs to be on the more alkaline side. So we're talking more of like a 6.5 to a 7. So most likely, the soil has started to go down, and I wouldn't say it's just strictly from the coffee grounds, but I think just in general, as it is with the soil, rain, everything, that type of thing.
Okay.
So what I would look to do is bring up the pH level by adding lime to the soil. That's going to help it tremendously.
Okay.
The other thing I would want you to be using is when you start to see any of these perennials or anything starting to flower, use a bloom booster type fertilizer, like a liquid fertilizer. What it does,
yeah.
So it's got that middle number to it. What it does is it, as it's pushing new flowers, it's really helping allow them to get stronger, be more, develop more.
Okay.
So I would see using that.
Did you say use that like at the beginning of the season or throughout the season?
So I would use it when you start to see buds form, right?
Okay.
So as you're starting to see the buds on the plant form,
yeah,
that's when you want to start using the bloom booster. So
okay.
What happens with a bloom booster, if you are using it from the beginning, it's helping push root growth as well because it's high in phosphorus. Phosphorus really pushes root development, but it also helps the flower. But a plant knows that when it's going to flower, that it wants to put the energy there. So if you fertilize it with that bloom booster while it's starting to bloom, it's going to allow them to last longer and stay a little bit more vibrant for you. Right? So
okay.
That's one of the reasons, that's one of the things that's going to help make it a stronger plant. You
all
do
right.
have to start at the pH level, see where you're at. You can get one of those, like a pH meter at like a local garden center, that can give you an idea of where you're at.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then you'll be able to say, all right, I need to add lime to it, and this is how much I need to put based on what you're trying to move the percentage up. If it's become very acidic, that's probably one of the main reasons why you're not seeing as vibrant colors.
Okay. Yeah.
One other thing, you know, I would be doing sometimes is with some of the plants as other flowers go by, you know, deadheading them, because what it does is it helps form, you know, more flower buds, but it also helps focus on the flowers that are there at the moment.
Okay.
As well.
Okay.
So, you know, deadheading, using the, a bloom booster.
Right.
And then just making sure that they don't really, like, dry out. Sometimes that'll do it as well. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's weird to say because July pretty much rained every single day, but a lot of August, it was warmer, and depending upon where you are in Maine, the further north you go, they were in a drought up until, I mean, I think they're still in drought in parts of the state. So
right.
That's another aspect to it, because when the water sits to it, it just kind of runs everything through because it's so dry, the moisture goes straight through, and with it go nutrients. So the nutrients aren't staying in that one area. So
okay.
A watering of it will help keep the plant healthy, but it'll also keep those nutrients in that same area.
Right. Okay. Oh, that's really helpful. One other question.
Sure.
My daughter is putting an in-the-ground pool, and one of her friends said, talk or go on to Paul Perrin, and they talked about nice plants to go around the pool. Now, I get your newsletter. I have not seen anything in the newsletter about plants, you know, that are pretty around a pool. She's in New Hampshire.
Okay.
So maybe you spoke about it one day when I wasn't listening.
Yeah,
I don't know.
So we have, you know, we have a lot of our older newsletters on the website. We haven't updated in a bit. We've been going through a few different things over there the past year or so. But I can give a couple ideas. A lot of people, when they are looking to put plants around a patio or a pool or something where they're going to be spending time, you know, plants that have become very popular are, you know, grasses, because of the way that they can come in different colors, they can come in different styles, and they can they contrast very well with some other flowers. Like I in a sunny area, you know, it's not ideal if you have a lot of children, but like knockout roses, you know, in a corner of an area, because they are easy to deal with. They love the sun. You don't have to worry about them as much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, some people will just fill the area with different perennials, different sun-loving perennials. That way, you're not worrying about having to do a lot from them. You know, daylilies. Daylilies are awesome for, you know, for sun area. They're easy to go, especially the return type daylilies, like a Stelladora or Happy Returns, Rosy Returns, those types, because they're easy to deal with. You don't have to do a lot for them. But a combination of using those perennials with maybe some grasses, some roses, maybe even using some ground cover type junipers to cover, you know, some of the area, so it's not not a lot of weeds are coming up around the sides. You can use all different types of conifers. Would be nice to be in there, like small, like maybe even using some like globe blue spruce, like that nice blue color. Play it off of the nice red from the knockout roses, and then add a grass behind it. The contrast between all three of them look really cool looking. You know, there's some grasses that have like a white outer edge with a green center, and they can get some height. So you can put them in the corner where, you know, say the filter system's out in the corner above ground. You know, you could cover it with that type of thing. Some of them, you know, the options are kind of endless, but I like to look at color scheme first. And I don't always look at flowers and say it has to flower. If the foliage can be a little bit different, like a Physocarpus, which is a nine bark, they have like purple leaves, a lot of them. Or Wigelia, those have some purple. They have some variegated with like a whitish pink and green leaf. And they do have flowers, but the throughout the season, they have a different color to them. So that you're getting, you know, some nice color while you're spending the time in the summer. Because most flowering, and I say most, you know, they flower for a couple weeks and then they're done. So I like to look for colorful foliage or colorful, like conifers, like a gold mop cypress. It's a nice yellow cypress that stays yellow all year. And it's got that color throughout the season, and it can compare and contrast. It can contrast with the rest of the flowers you put there. So I don't necessarily look at flowers themselves as the end all. I look at the foliage as a big thing for me.
All right. Could I just ask you? You said something a minute ago about some sort of a spruce.
Yeah, it's a globe blue spruce. A Montgomery spruce, those are all, they stay small. They still stay very compact. They'll only get a couple feet tall. You can prune them and keep them small. But it's got a nice blue color that might be a nice color to add to some greens and some reds, that type of thing.
Okay. Okay. Heidi. This is great. Thank you so much.
All right, Eleanor, you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I do have some more calls on the line, but we're less than a minute away from the break. I don't want to bring anybody on and cut them right off. So on the other side, we'll get back into the calls. But it's a very cool day today. It's very nice right now. It's a bit cloudy and in the 60s, whereas earlier in this week we were in the 90s, and it was hard to do anything. This is a good day to get out there, work in the garden, get ready for some fall planting. Get ready for a new lawn, or make your lawn thicker. So definitely spend some time out there if you can today. Any questions, call us, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now we do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob's in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I understand.
Good morning.
Today is one of the big days in your life.
Yeah, one of them.
The number goes one more than it was yesterday.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
From what the newsletter said about
yes.
your birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to be quick here. What's going wrong with my tomatoes not turning red? And the other thing is the zucchini and the summer squash, the buds just start and then they just drop off.
So you're not the only one with the tomatoes not turning red. I'll tell you, it's the best temperatures.
Hello?
For, you there, Bob? You hear me? Can anybody, Nathan, you still hear me? All right, Nathan, anybody hear me here? Kind of just broke up here. All right, Bob, you still with me? I'm sorry, I had some issues on my end.
Yep, that's okay. I hear you loud and clear now.
Perfect, I apologize.
No problem.
So, tomatoes don't like some of the hotter temperatures. Their best time to really ripen is between 70 and 75 degrees. Okay. Another thing is maybe there's some potassium shortage. There's not enough in it. So sometimes when there's so much rain previously, it kind of keeps the soil compacted and waterlogged, and it doesn't release some of that potassium. So that could be.
Okay.
Those are some of it, but you're not the only one.
Okay.
My in-laws, where I've been for a number of months, theirs are just starting to turn red. Like,
okay.
Just starting, and some of the cooler temperatures, all of a sudden, you just started to see it. Then, obviously, we had some heat, and it just kind of slowed it down again. The tomatoes actually kind of go dormant when it goes above 90 degrees. They just stop doing anything. So the heat, even though, you know, we think of tomatoes growing in the summer, they're not the best for the heat to really ripen. So then we want the cooler temperatures. That's why we see in the fall our crops tend to, double in size, triple in size, because there's so much, such a good temperature combination going on.
Okay. Okay. All right. I can understand. Yep. I think we've been here before with other.
Yeah, it's a number of years it's happened as well.
Okay.
Now, what about
the zucchini and the summer squash? They just get started, and then they just drop off the vine.
So zucchini and summer squash, they have 10 male flowers for every one female
mm-hmm.
flower.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the female flower is the one that produces the zucchini, obviously. It's hard to tell, because sometimes what happens is the male produces, there's like all these male flowers on there. You don't see any females, but they fall off and then almost like they aren't pollinated. So you kind of have to do some of that yourself sometimes to get them to ripen a little bit quicker and easier for you. With tons of rain that we had in the month of July, insects weren't out as easily to pollinate as much, right? You didn't see bees as much because they, downpours, they're not out as easily. So that could be part of it. Obviously, I mean, it depends on what you look at, but they're in I believe it there, the pollinators are a lot lower levels than they ever have been. So I think that has a little bit to do with it as well.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll just have to see. I'm looking forward to September and a ton of red tomatoes now.
I hope so, Bob, for your sake.
Okay. Take care.
Have a great one.
You as well. Take care.
Bye-bye. You too. All right. We're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll be in the 9 o'clock hour, in the last hour of the show, to wrap it up. Give us a call, 855-660-4261.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.